I've really been looking forward to this conversation. When I saw this headline, started to hear rumblings. This one from Politico reports: anti-Trump Republican Evan McMullen to launch independent bid for the presidency. Well, with the ties in Utah, being born in Provo, Utah, educated at Brigham Young University, and of course elsewhere as well, the MBA from the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, his time in the CIA. I thought, we got to talk with Mr. McMullen, and he's joining us on the line. Evan McMullen, welcome to KSL.
Hi, Doug. Thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be with you.
What was the tipping point for you? What finally, you just said, I've got to do this. What was it?
Oh, there have been so many key points in the last several months that have just stirred my soul that it's probably hard to point to just one. But I'll say that I just strongly feel that Americans are looking for something new, for a new generation of leader, and I hope to offer that. A leader who puts the country first, a leader who has not sought the limelight, but rather who has served, who has a track record of service. And I watch Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and what they're offering, which I think are old ideas. And I just think we can do better. And Americans deserve a better choice. I think Utahns deserve a better choice. And I hope to offer that.
What is the strategy? Because even getting on the ballots in some states is going to be difficult, may even require some lawsuits. What is it going to take to actually make a difference in this race?
Well, we have a multifaceted strategy to be on as many ballots as possible. It is our goal to be on every ballot. And as you pointed out, one element of that is legal. There are many others. We'll be pursuing ballot access in Utah immediately. That's where we'll be staking our headquarters, our flag, and building our headquarters. And so we are excited to be there as soon as we can and to get to work in Utah, and we'll be working in other states, and we hope to be on ballots across America.
We're still within the window for the state of Utah. If I understand it correctly, I think we've got till the 15th here in the state. But boy, other states, the filing deadlines in the rearview mirror. How costly? I understand you have some big money, some big traditional Republican supporters who are willing to infuse your campaign with money. How much money is this going to take, and will that money start to flow?
Look, we'll do whatever we need to do, consistent with the rules and regulations of these campaigns to win. We're going to fight, we're going to claw and scrap our way all the way to the end, and we're going to do whatever we can, whatever is necessary.
I know everybody would like to win, just flat win. But is there a strategy maybe to deny the race to Donald Trump, or to throw it into the House of Representatives? Is kind of that other than just winning a clean sweep? Is there the philosophy of maybe throwing a wrench in the works?
No, that's not what this is. Donald Trump is already losing to Hillary Clinton. He's insured a loss. He is a weak candidate. I believe Donald Trump is weak. And I'm not sure he has the stamina to make it through the rest of the race either. So we don't need to stop Trump. Trump is stopping himself. So what we want to do is offer new leadership to the American people, new ideas, a fresh look, unbound by Trump's bigotry and misogyny and Hillary Clinton's ideas, old ideas about a centralized government with top-down solutions where regular Americans have no voice and insiders rule the day. That's what we're offering, and Donald Trump is taking himself out of this race on his own.
Evan McMullen is on the line with us, now seeking an independent bid at the presidency of the United States of America. I think your description of Hillary Clinton is just spot on. It's just traditional old Democratic ideas, and if you're big on those, then fine, she's your candidate, I suppose, although I believe she comes with an unprecedented amount of baggage. Donald
Absolutely.
Trump, on the other hand, holy cow, I don't even know who this guy is. I have to tell you, and I've told my listeners this, honestly, the thought of Donald Trump, first of all, running for the presidency and becoming president of the United States is somewhere between frightening to me and nauseating.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you, Doug. I think Donald Trump presents a true threat to our democracy. I think, as I believe you pointed out, I spent over 10 years at the Central Intelligence Agency as an operations officer. I worked in environments under and against authoritarians, and Donald Trump is one of them. And I think we should all be very concerned about his candidacy. He's one step away from the White House. And that should motivate us all to do everything we can to stop it as well. And that same thing applies to Hillary. We can't go on with a government like it is now, unaccountable to the people. And Hillary has shown time and time again that she believes she is unaccountable to the people. We just can't have that.
How can people learn more about you, Mr. McMullen, and is there a website, and will there actually be a name to your independent bid, a party name, as it were?
Well, thanks for the question, Doug. I would recommend that everyone go to evanmcmullen.com. You can see there, learn more about me, as well as there are opportunities to donate, of course, and to get involved otherwise. So I encourage everyone to go to evanmcmullen.com. Otherwise, I hope to engage with Americans via opportunities like this and directly face-to-face for the next 3 months straight. And I hope to give everyone an opportunity to get to know me very well.
We had such a limited time today. I hope there's some time in the future where we can really get into some of the policies, some of the differences, some of the new ideas. But I certainly appreciate you joining us to break the ice today, and we'll be watching this very closely.
Thank you, Doug. I would welcome that.
Thank you. Evan McMullen with us here at KSL News Radio.